Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined this weekend in studio by Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora. She is the new president, her first time coming in for Motherlode Views this morning. Next thing I want to ask you about is we've been talking about the Health Pavilion and Diana J. White Cancer Institute, a lot of the equipment at the Cancer Institute side. Can you tell us more about the Health Pavilion?
Sure. The second floor, we have expanded rehab space, and that's important because we've got a pretty long waiting list to get in to see a therapist. And one of our goals into moving into this space is to create more capacity, not only from a space perspective, but then to start recruiting additional physical therapists to come in and really improve the turnaround time it takes to get in to see a physical therapist. We'll also be having very specialized spaces around occupational therapy, pediatric therapy, speech therapy, and so on. In fact, there's one room in there that's probably one of my favorite in the building. It's got a fully functioning oven, dishwasher, washer and dryer. For those patients that have had some traumatic injury, a stroke or other type of event happen in their life and they're needing to learn how to function again, we've provided a space for them to do it where they can be monitored and really learn how to live a functional life again. And I'm excited about that opportunity.
So instead of just sending people back out into the real world, you can make sure they're ready to take on those tasks?
Yeah, and safe, most importantly.
Very good. Is there a ballpark figure as to how much it costs to build the new facility?
You know, I could probably get pretty close. We did go a little bit over budget. I'd say we're probably going to have spent about $38 million when all is said and done. There was some things, like in any big project, that come up that you just have to deal with. And so that's what we ended up doing. But we're very fortunate that we had a really good contractor and a really good architect who worked hard to make sure that we spent as little extra money as we could. So they helped us really be mindful. They were mindful of our challenges, you know, to make sure that we stayed under budget.
Sounds like they were really trying to keep the jobs local as well when it comes to construction.
They did. In fact, such good partners. I appreciate Mark Patterson very much. He was one of the main people locally with California Gold who led this project, as well as Quarrying out of Fresno. Really good partners who then helped us find as many local contractors and subcontractors to work on this project as they could.
Is there an estimate as to how many jobs this new facility will create?
You know, that's a hard question because so many of these employees are going to be shifting from one location to another. But I would say that in almost every space, we've added capacity. We've added additional equipment and imaging. We've added additional square feet in rehab. We've added additional infusion beds up in oncology. All of those things are going to take recruiting for additional staff. And it'll be high trained staff, doctorates of physical therapy and nurses up in infusion. So hard question to answer, but we know we're going to be looking for a number of additional people.
Back on that topic, you mentioned around $38 million for this new facility. What can you tell us about the community buy-in and the local money that came towards the project?
Yeah, that's an incredible story of support from our community. We had set out with a goal to raise $2.5 million for this project. And for those of you who were at the ribbon cutting ceremony, Andy spoke about hiring an expert to come in and really help us put together a capital campaign that would be successful. And she indicated that she thought this community was capable of raising somewhere between $2 and $2.5 million. And all in, we were over $5 million of community support for this project, which just goes to show you the commitment and the care that this community has for our organization.
Was there quite a bit of research that went into looking to the idea of if a cancer center could be successful in this community?
You know, we already have an extremely successful cancer center, and as a community hospital in a small community like this one, there are some services that we can be excellent at. We obviously aren't going to do things like heart surgery and neurosurgery here, but we can be really good at providing oncology care, and we already have been really good at providing oncology care. We are QAPI certified, which You know, as I sit here right now, I can't completely remember what that stands for, but there are only 14 hospitals in the state of California that have that designation. And that designation is really important because it's a peer group of physicians that come together to review your quality and your processes and give you that level of designation. So patients in our community should feel really good about the quality care they're getting in our cancer center.
Question I get asked every once in a while with the new facility out there next to it, the gas station property, is that the hospitals at all, or is that something else?
No, that gas station is not our property. I get teased a lot about if people come to the pavilion, do they get their car washed along with it? And I laugh, but no, that cancer, our pavilion is separate from that building and that property altogether.
Anything else we haven't mentioned about the new health pavilion and cancer center that would be worth noting?
You know, we're going to work on, I think another thing to note here is that we have a space in the building that hasn't been built out yet. So we'll be working on putting in a bistro kind of eating option that is a healthy opportunity for patients and staff and community members to come in and get some healthy dining options. And so we look for that down the road. And I would say, if you haven't been by to come see it, it's probably one of the prettiest buildings you've seen. So I'd encourage everybody that hasn't had an opportunity to walk through to come by.
Having just kind of put this project to near completion, I hate to ask the question, are there more projects on the horizon? That was obviously a big undertaking.
None that quite that big. We still dream about things in the future, but the project that is next on the list is up in Angels Camp, and it will be adding more rural capacity and dental capacity up in Angels Camp. And so that's the next big project to get started.
So kind of really expanding all across the Motherlode region, it sounds like.
Yeah, services. We've got an obligation to make sure that we're providing capacity and care for our community, and we take that very seriously.
You know, looking at rural health care in general, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges as a hospital like Adventist Health Sonora?
I would say there are a number of challenges, but the first one that comes to mind is probably the same one that comes to mind for our community, and it's related to physician recruitment. We do our best to recruit physicians into this community. We're very competitive on salaries. We follow MGMA guidelines on how to pay our physicians. But it takes a very special person to want to live in Sonora. And so we work hard to make sure that we find people who are interested in the outdoors and have a spouse that we can find a job for. And so I'd say physician recruitment is a challenge, although it's a challenge for even big city hospitals. I think we experience that a bit more here in a small town.
In a small town, do you see that in rural areas across the country?
Absolutely. There are places in small towns. There's a place I know of in Kansas that actually has had a hard time even having any physicians because they've moved out to go to big cities, or they're having a hard time recruiting into them. So I would say that Tuolumne County specifically is in a really good place compared to many of our other rural counterparts throughout the country.
You mentioned that the salaries is a nice thing. You know, selling the quality of life, is that something that you can really get behind here in Tuolumne County?
Absolutely. In fact, I was just interviewing a physician last week, and we were talking about how many of the physicians that want to live in Tuolumne County, they work to live. They actually want to have work-life balance and be able to spend time with their families and get out and experience nature. And that's one of the things I personally appreciate about this community, is how family-focused everyone is and how it's important for people to have work-life balance. And I think those are the types of people that are drawn to this community.
Having a family yourself, was that one of the things that drew you here?
Absolutely. So I've got little people. They're 9 and 7 now, but when we moved here, they were 3 and 5. And we lived in Orlando, and it was one of those types of cities where I wouldn't even let them answer the front door or go out and play in the front yard without me being right next to them. And here I get to, it's almost like when I was a kid and my parents would tell me to go play outside. And they get to play outside and throw frisbees and ride their bikes and be kids. And it's a wonderful place to raise a family. So my husband and I have really enjoyed living here and raising our girls here as well.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll turn our attention to the upcoming fire season in Tuolumne and Calaveras counties, joined in studio by representatives from Cal Fire, Stanislaus National Forest, and Tuolumne County OES. Our final segment with Michelle Fuentes is coming up in just a minute.